shoots it underneath. Great catch. Five. And touchdown for Atlanta.
Hey there, Falcons fans. Thank you for joining me. I am DJ Shockley for another edition of the Rooms to Go Armchair Quarterback, where choosing great furniture is just as important as understanding a great play. Rooms to Go makes it easy and affordable every day. Okay, we got a couple plays from this last week's ball game versus the San Francisco 49ers. And the first play we're going to talk about is the special team. Special team sometimes is the loss phase in the game that people forget about, but my man Eric Weems had a pretty good game, and I'm going to show you why. On one particular punt return, he did a really good job, as well as some of his kick return guys as well, open up the hole for him. So as you can see, he has a huge lane already, but let's pay attention to some of these guys on the outside. The gunner here, you have a gunner here. Now, this guy here is what you call the safety valve, and what he does is he watches for anybody. If they lose one of their guys, he picks their guy up for him. So what's going to happen is the gunner on this side, he's actually going to fall down. As he falls down, he will pick up his guy, which gives Weems a way to run here. But also on this side, the gunner loses his guy as well, which gives him free range to Eric Weems. But Weems makes one guy miss, does a good job, and then getting upfield. So as the play starts, you're going to see him get upfield, and you see he loses him. So now he has free range to Weems to get to him now. He's already falling down, and you see the safety valve is picking up the most dangerous guy to his side. Play continues to roll, and here's where Weems makes one guy miss. Now, here's what's also important. Terron Ward, who's also one of the defenders here, he loses his guy to the inside, and now it looks like Weems is going to be tackled here. But Phillip Adams, who's on this side, he loses his guy. He doesn't just sit back and wait. He does a good job of falling back and making this block here, which clears the hole for Weems to run through. Come back and watch him clear up. So if he doesn't make this block here, this guy makes the tackle on Weems, and the Falcons are tackled here at the 15-yard line. But you also see everybody has their guy on the front side hemmed up. Look at the wall that's going to come through here. You got Phillip Wheeler coming back to peel back on anything else through here. Good job on that side by Tevin Coleman, having his guy on his up-hand side. And as you can see, creates a huge run lane, and Weems, being a good return guy, makes one guy miss, and he's off to the races. Punter ends up making the play, but this is just an excellent job of everybody on that kick return unit, punt return unit, doing a good job of keeping their blocks and being physical up front, and Weems making a couple guys miss. And this was a huge part of the ball game. Special teams was huge. Weems changed the field position throughout the game. So great job of those guys, and you can't lose focus of that third phase, which is special teams. Great special teams play by Eric Weems. Great job of everybody doing their own particular job when they played the spring him. Now, obviously, we know the Falcons lost the ball game, and there was a critical play at the end of the ball game. The San Francisco 49ers had a 3rd-and-4 trying to convert on 3rd down, and I'm going to show you exactly what happened. Blaine Gabbert comes on a bootleg here. What's going to happen is Blaine Gabbert, all he's going to do is he's going to fake the ball here and go bootleg out the backside. The Falcons are obviously in man coverage, but here's the guy you got to watch out for. Brooks Reed is the backside end, says linebacker. He should always have contained. So he should come here and just scrape a little bit, but stay, but allow everybody else to flow this way and just keep contained on the backside. He actually crashes down a little bit too hard. As he crashes down too hard, that gives Gabbert the ability to get the corner. So as the play starts, you're going to see him, and you see he crashes down too far already trying to make the play on the running back when the Falcons obviously have it. Did a good job up front, but Blaine Gabbert comes out on the backside. Nobody here is to contain. He has to have contained here. He gets swung down inside too far, and that's why Blaine Gabbert has the easy access to the first down. Unfortunate for the Falcons, but Brooks Reed was caught in no man's land right there, trying to do a little bit extra, and that's the reason why the San Francisco 49ers were able to secure that win at the end of the game. Thank you guys for joining me for another edition of the Rooms to Go Armchair Quarterback. We'll see you guys in 2 weeks because you know the Falcons have a bye week this week. So we'll see you back in 2 weeks with another great edition of the Rooms to Go Armchair Quarterback. I'm DJ Shockley. Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you in a couple weeks.